Mesechta Baba Mitzia Daf Peiches Amad Aleph Page 88 Seg 1. So he said, Rabbi Yannai said that it was not Mechuyiv B'Maiser Zatcha Yira Pnei HaBayis until the Tevel, the un-Maiser, the un-separated grain sees the face of the house, which means that it has to enter into the home of the Bailim. Shenemar, because with regards to Maiser Sheni, it says in the Dvarim Perik Chav Beis Posyut Gimel Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis that I removed the Kodesh from the house. So there we can expound it that the obligation is only once the Tavua, once the grain enters the house. Rabbi Yechon Omar Afilu Chotzer Kvaz. Rabbi Yechon disagrees. He holds that even the courtyard makes the eating over there a permanent eating, and your mukhib maisa shenemar, because with regards to maisa oni in perik chav pasukut beis in dvarim, it says when va'ochlu b'sharecha v'saveyu nasad lagiv liyor losan lamono v'yochlu b'sharecha v'saveyu in the gates. So we can expound this that as soon as the tevel enters to the gate of the chotzer, he's already mukhib maisa. Fredi gemore v'rabi yoichano nami hoksi min habayis, says it already from the house. So from there it appears that it's only the entrance into the house that would obligate him in Maiser. Amar Loch, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon will tell you that the language of Bayis was written to teach you that Chotzer Dumya the Bayis, that which kind of a Chotzer can set for Maiser, it's if it's a Chotzer, which is similar to a Bayis. Ma Bayis Hamishtamer, just like a house has to be guarded, of Chotzer also, a Chotzer that can set for Maiser is only Hamishtameris. On the other hand, Nami Hoksiv Bishorecha. So from there, it's mashma that just bringing into the chotzer is mechayiv, but Rabbi Yechon says that it has to be in the house. Or answers Ahu Miboyile, that pasuk according to Rabbi Yana is needed for another drosha, that a tevel that goes into the house is mechayiv v'maiser only the ma'ayile derech hashar, that you bring it in through the gate of the house lapuki, to exclude away derech gagas v'karfifos, if you bring it in through the roof or through the backyard, the yards behind the house, the loy over there, you wouldn't be chayv b'maisa. Moshe Rabbi Chanina Chayzo, so Rabbi Chanina Chayzo asked a question on Rabbi Yan Rabbi Yechonon. It says in the Braisa in Pesayin Amud Beis, with regards to workers eating in the fruit of Balabayis, that it says in Dvarim Chav Gimul Chav Da Chav Hei, it says, that's the pasuk. So we darshin kinafshecha koch nafshecha poil. Ma nafshecha oichelu poter, af nafshecha poil oichelu poter. So it says that just like the worker, the owner can eat and is exempt from meiser, so also the nefesh of the poil can eat and doesn't have to give meiser. So from the fact that the Torah needed to exempt the worker, so we can derive that is only he is poter. But somebody who buys fruits from the Balabais Chayiv will be Chayiv Maiser, because the deal is considered like the job was completed and is Chayiv Maiser. Oh my love, are we then not talking also in a case that the worker is Basoda in the field? So the fact that the Torah has to exclude the worker is Mashma that the Lekech would be Chayiv Maiser even in the field. But the deal cannot be more than better than a Gemar Malacha. So from this it's evident that even a Gemar Malacha would be Mechai B'Maiser B'Soda. Not like Rabbi Yana Rabbi Yechon, the whole that the Gemar Malacha B'Soda does not Mechai B'Maiser until you give it into the house or to the courtyard. The Gemara says, Amar HaPapa Hocho, the posik that permits the poil to eat without separating Maiser is B'Te'eno Himedes Bagino V'Noifen Noite L'Chotzer Askino. We're talking about a fig tree which is standing in the garden and the branches are entering into the Chotzer. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he brought it into the chotzer is mechuyev b'maiser. Well, the man omar labayis, and the one that says yechayev maiser when you go into the house, which is Rabbi Yanai, we can explain that it's talking about that it's labayis, that the noif, the branch goes into the house. So as soon as you pick them, you're chayev maiser. The Torah excludes the poyel, the worker, from this maiser. Freg di gemori yochi, if it's a case in which the branch of the Torah is going into the yard or to the house, how does the Braise say that the worker is pot like the Balabais? Balabais nami nechayv. The Balabais also be mechuyev because the pears are going into his chotzer or to his yard or to his house. And the Gemara answers that balabais einov bisei nosei. The balabais, the main importance of the fig tree is in the tree itself, which is outside. And therefore, until all the fruits go into the house or into the yard courtyard, is potter meiser. But v'lekeach einov b'mikchoi. His main important thing is in the fruit that have been picked. So as soon as they go into the chotzer, into the house, they're mechui b'meiser. So since also the worker, his eyes are on the figs that he collected, like at the buyer, so the Torah had to exclude him from the obligation of meiser and to say that he is like the Baal HaBayis and his potter. Is then the buyer chayiv meiser min haTorah? That's where the Torah has to exclude the worker. But we learned in another Braise, why were the chanuyis, the stores of a place called Beis Hinoi, why were they destroyed? Shalosh shanim koidim Yerushalayim, 3 years before Yerushalayim was destroyed. Mipnei shem bidivreim al divrei Torah, because they put their words in the words of Torah, which means they conducted themselves a heter, permission, things that the Torah permits, even though the chacham asked it. Shahoyu imrim, they would expound the following pasuk.